Got it, Rex. Good yourself. Yeah, and so typically they've got an air pump that runs for about 20 seconds and then shuts up. That's normal. Okay. When did you send that through? Give me 2 seconds. Let me just go to the office and I'll have a look. What was the email address? Just realized this computer has no speakers. Give me 2 seconds. Let me go to a different one. I'll be right back. Still there? Does it do so that noise? Does it get louder if you turn the steering wheel at all? It's a bit hard to hear in the video. Is it just that little whine? Yeah, and does it do it before the engine started as well? Yeah, and if you press the ignition button without dipping the clutch, to prime it, does it do it as well, or is it only as it cranks? Yeah, I'd have to hear it in person. It's a bit hard to tell. Yeah, the power steering pumps on these get a little bit whiny sometimes, which is pretty common. And the air pumps are noisy too, but the air pumps run for about 20 seconds. So, and then they'll shut off, and you'll hear them shut off. If you let the car idle. otherwise. Sometimes the starter motors are a little bit noisy too. So, there's a few different things, nothing that's sort of dramatic. No, I wouldn't think so, yeah. Yeah. I'd say for, like, I think you've got on there you want to do the 280 kilo package, is that right? Yep. I'd say give us maybe 2 months in advance, just so we can gather all the parts and make sure we've got everything here for you. Even like 6 weeks is fine. But yeah, just give us a little bit of time so we can gather all the parts for you. Yep. Okay, yeah. So you're buying the parts already? Yep. They're both great. Yep. Yeah. Yeah, so normally we say it's, we prefer the equal length headers. Yeah. Yes and no, we still have a little bit, but it's a lot smoother sounding. So, yeah, the point of them is just to sort of optimize the whole setup. So equal length is actually better for making power. It's more efficient. You can use unequals if you want, so just leave the factory headers if you want unequals. Don't get unequal aftermarket ones, they just don't sound good. But they'll limit you to about 280 kilowatts on stock headers. Yeah. No, you can leave the stock ones if you want, yeah. Not really. You sort of just do everything in one hit while you're at it. Yeah, the clutch you can do earlier. Everything else, you sort of, when you've got everything apart, it's easiest and cheapest to do it in one hit. Yeah, you sort of can't do anything without, you know, needing to tune it. Yeah, so if you do it all in the one hit, you save a bit of money. If you put a bigger fuel pump in there, it'll probably be very rich and start smoking. Yeah. Yeah, just factory rails. Not really. Just send us a parts list of what you've got, and then we'll obviously go through it and tell you what else we need. You know, if we can supply it on the day, it doesn't really matter. Yeah, we've got a few GD pumps in stock. We normally have a couple in stock. I think I honestly have no idea. I think the GD pumps are like $29.50 or something like that. Yeah. Yeah, I think the Blausch 2.5s are $3,400. I don't know which GD pumps he was talking to you about, so it just depends on that. Otherwise, not really much. So if you size them to be the same, so if you go, you know, equivalent to the 2.5 G2R, they'll be very, very similar. The only difference is, obviously, the GD pumps are made in Australia. Yeah, and they've got genuine Garrett cores in them. Yeah. We're closing for about 3 weeks, I think 19th of December to the 12th of Jan, roughly. Yeah. Yeah, easy. I don't know if we will be, just because we don't actually have a decent website at the moment. So we're actually getting a website built. So our old website's pretty, shitty. So we're in the process of actually getting a new website made. So it should be going in the next couple of weeks. I don't know if it'll be ready for Black Friday. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, of course. Even if like the website ends up coming online, you can even buy it online, so that way we've got everything ready for you here, and we can call you when it's ready to pick up. At least, yeah. 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 Yeah, of course. Yeah. Yeah. A used SF intake. At least $500, I'd say, minimum. Someone was. Nah, we don't really buy any used parts, especially not stuff that we don't normally use. Like carb intakes, we don't really like. There's nothing wrong with them, but there's just too many bolts and, rattly bits. Like, we'd prefer something that's, less parts. Yeah. The cobs tend to rattle sometimes. Yeah, if you popped it on Marketplace, I reckon you'd have to get at least $500 for it. Nah, not really. Yeah. Those carb intakes are pretty expensive now, so you'd probably maybe get more than 500. I think they're like $1,000 for them new. So yeah. Anyone that sees that, you saw a decent one on Marketplace for half the price, or even like 3/4 the price, I reckon they'd buy it. Yeah. I reckon that'd be pretty easy to sell. Yeah, go for it. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I'd have to hear that one in person too. That one's very specific. Yeah. Yeah. Just have a look under. Yeah, I honestly don't know. Yeah, there's a fair few things that can make that noise. Oh, very, very hard to say. Depends on how you drive it. We had one guy do 200,000 Ks at 280 kilowatts. And then we had another one that's only done like, 20,000, but he thrashed the absolute life out of the thing. Oh no, he just drove the shit out of it. Very. He only uses it as a toy car, so he's got a daily. So this is just literally every time he takes it out, he gets just belted. What's that, sorry? The bottom end bearing, sorry, it started knocking. But that one was pushed on a stock motor to 310 kilowatts. Yeah, yeah. We told him it's going to break, and then he got about 20,000 Ks out of it, of thrashing the thing, and then it broke. Yeah, at 280, we've had guys do it like 200,000 Ks. Yeah. Pretty much. Then you have to sort of build a motor, either forge it or just, you know, replace it with factory. Yeah, yeah. It just depends on how hard it's pushed and how you drive it. Oh, it doesn't matter. So the most guys don't ever go back to 98. Nah, not at all. Yeah, you use a lot more fuel. No, you're right. All good. Nah, all good. Easy. All good.